Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Francis de Sales. And we will begin with some of his words. Christ be our light. St. Francis would say, do not wish to be anything but what you are, and try to be that perfectly. Be who you are, and be that well. He also said, have patience with all things, but first, be all with yourself. So you get the key thought about what Saint Francis de Sales is saying. He says there is nothing small in the service of God. Oh, I love that. There is nothing small in the service of God. And to assist the souls in purgatory is to perform the most excellent work, the most excellent of the works of mercy, St. Francis de Sales. We shall steer safely through every storm, so long as our heart is right, our intention fervent, our courage steadfast, and our trust fixed on God. And St. Francis of de Sales, he said, imitate a little child whom one sees holding tight with one hand to its father, while with the other it gathers strawberries or blackberries from the wayside hedge. While you gather and use this world's goods with one hand, always let the other be fast in your heavenly Father's hand. Oh, I love that too. And St. Francis de Sales said, you learn to speak by speaking, to study by studying, to run by running, to work by working, and just so you learn to love by loving. All those who think to learn in any other way deceive themselves. St. Francis said, do not look forward to what might happen tomorrow. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. Either he will shield you from suffering, or he will give you unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace then, and put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations. Love is the movement, the fusion, and advancement of the heart toward the good. And that's St. Francis de Sales. And he says, let us think only of spending the present day well. Then when tomorrow shall have come, it will be called today, and then we will think about it. St. Francis de Sales. I love, he said, do not wish to be anything but what you are, and try to be that perfectly. That is so good. What we need is a cup of understanding, a barrel of love, and an ocean of patience. Wow. And he goes on to say, have patience with all things, but first with yourself. Never confuse your mistakes with your value as a human being. You are perfectly valuable, creative, worthwhile, a worthwhile person simply because you exist. And no amount of triumphs or tribulations can ever change that. So there is a lot here of St. Francis de Sales and some of the things that he said. And the everlasting God has, in his wisdom, foreseen from eternity the cross he now presents to you as a gift from his most, from his inmost heart. This cross he now sends you. He has gazed at and considered with his all-knowing eyes, understood with his divine mind, tested with his wise justice, warmed with his loving arms, and weighed with his own hands to see that it be not 1 inch too large for you and not 1 ounce too heavy for you. He has blessed it with his holy name, anointed it with his grace, perfumed it with his consolation, and taken one last glance at you and your courage, and then sent it to you from heaven, a special greeting from God to you, an alms of the all-merciful love of God, St. Francis de Sales. Thank you. Thank you, St. Francis de Sales. Whoever can preserve gentleness amid sorrows and weakness and peace amid the hassles and multiplicity of daily affairs, that person is almost perfect. Well, that's what we're striving for, is this perfection. Thank you, St. Francis de Sales. Nothing is so strong as gentleness. Nothing so gentle as real strength. St. Francis de Sales. Wow. Christ, be our light. St. Francis de Sales, from the city of Geneva in Switzerland, is situated at the western end of the 45-mile-long lake of the same name near the French boundary. In the 16th century, the Duke of Savoy lost his city as well as the province on the north side of the lake and that of on the south side to the Calvinists of Switzerland. By giving up his claim, the Duke of Savoy finally regained parts of his land, but the people of the latter province had meanwhile became fanatical Calvinists. The Bishop of Geneva resided some 20 miles south of Geneva in a prominent noble family of Savoy at the time, and St. Francis de Sales, who was born in 1567 at the time, became its most illustrious member, and he was appointed to the chair there in the cathedral chapter, and he was ordained priest on 18 December 1593. In his early years of priesthood in the Calvinistic district were largely colored, perforce, by extraordinary missionary controversy. St. Francis de Sales preached with courage, and his technique of patience, dialogue, and prayer was to prove a determining factor in the return of many to the Catholic faith. So you can see that St. Francis de Sales was deeper truth all the way here. Praise the Lord. Already from the year 1534, the city of Geneva had become a bastion of Protestantism, and Calvin had conquered the whole region. But St. Francis de Sales began making inroads through this darkness. And the Catholic faith was suppressed with raids, pillaging, and massacres. Churches was destroyed. Worship forbidden. The mass was forbidden. Priests exiled or done to death. In 1877, St. Francis de Sales became the first writer in France to be named Doctor of the Church. In addition to his spiritual works, his writings included controversies against Calvinists. Well, he was responding to them, letters, sermons, and documents on diocesan administration. And his bishop sent him to Rome on diocesan business. And on 24 March 1599, he was appointed bishop at the age of 31. In 1602, he journeyed to Paris to organize the restoration of Catholic worship, the Mass, in this area. Part of his diocese, and now reverted to French jurisdiction. And Francis accomplished this task in 9 months. He developed a great reputation as a writer, preacher, a debater in defense of the Catholic faith. And that is so important because we must do the same in our spheres where we're at, here on Deeper Truth, and out in the world. In 1602, St. Francis, Bishop of Geneva, one of the most important challenges he faced in this diocese, in his diocese, was the reform of the clergy. Francis was ordained bishop on 8 December, which happens to be what? The birthday of the Blessed Mother. So you know that St. Francis would have an awesome relationship with the Blessed Virgin Mary, being born on her birthday in 1602, and became the good shepherd amongst his people. And he was tireless in visiting his 450 parishes, and he organized the further formation of his clergy, proclaiming that learning was the eighth sacrament for a priest. That's something that continues. He concerned himself with the reform of monasteries and the catechesis of the young. And he spent hours in the confessional. Oh, my goodness. Outstanding. His dialogue with the Calvinist preached the Advent and Lenten homilies in many cities in France. Spiritual direction, both in correspondence. He took part in theological discussions, and with his friends, he founded the academy. And in the midst of this multitude of activities, he found time to publish in 1608 his Introduction to the Devout Life, and in 1616 his Treatise on the Love of God. And St. Francis de Sales was destined by his father to be a lawyer so that the young man could eventually take his elder's place as a senator from the province in France, there in Savoy. And for this reason, Francis was sent to Padua to study law. And after receiving his doctorate, he returned home. And in due time, he told his parents he wished to enter the priesthood. And that, I mean, that man, that makes me want to cheer. His father strongly opposed Francis in this, and only after much patience, persuaded on the part of the gentle Francis, did his father finally consent. He won him over. So St. Francis was ordained and elected provost of the Diocese of Geneva, then a center for the Calvinists, and Francis set out to convert them. Oh, man, he's got the heart and mind. That's deeper truth all the way. And so by his preaching and distributing his little pamphlets, he wrote to explain truth, and he had remarkable success. And that's why what we do here on Deeper Truth and writing our articles. And I had a Protestant minister from Oregon sent me an email message on Facebook telling me that because of the work that we are doing here on Deeper Truth, he said, you don't know the outreach that you're having and success that you're having out here. And that made, I mean, you know, that when I received that, it just, wow, you know. And then I see this coming from St. Francis de Sales. It just, praise the Lord, right? And so an order of cloister nuns, the Order of the Visitation of Holy Mary, was founded by St. Francis de Sales at the request of Jane Francis de Chantel in 1610. And the order was founded on June 6, 1610. But in 1618, the very strict canonical rulings of the day were insisted on by the primate of France, Denis of Marcumont, and all aspects of the external apostolate were suppressed. Naturally, you see that happening. So that's why we must stand firm for the deposit of faith which Christ gave the Holy Catholic Church. And that's what we stand on and are rest on. At 35, St. Francis became Bishop of Geneva. While administering his diocese, he continued to preach, hear confessions, and catechize the children. His gentle character was a great asset in winning souls. He practiced his own, what he preached. A spoonful of honey attracts more flies than a barrel full of vinegar. And my wife tells me that all the time. He was a gifted young man of brilliant intellect, persevering, purposeful, serene, affordable, irresistibly charming, and above all, consumed with the love of God. And beside his two well-known books, The Introduction to the Devout Life and A Treatise on the Love of God, he wrote many pamphlets and carried on a vast correspondence. For his writings, he has been named patron of the Catholic Press, which we are part of here at Deeper Truth. His writings, filled with his characteristic gentle spirit, are addressed to lay people. He wants to make them understand that they too are called to be saints. Amen. As he wrote The Introduction to the Devout Life, well, he said, it is an error, or rather heresy, to say devotion is incompatible with the life of a soldier. Oh, amen to that. I was in the Army 26 plus years, and I can say amen to this. A tradesman, a prince, or a married man, or a married woman, it has happened that many have lost perfection in the desert who had preserved it in the world. Well, I spent a lot of time in the desert myself, in the United States and in the Middle East. Oh, you bet. In 1622, he was obligated to undertake another painful journey to go to Avignon to the members of the royal family of France and accompany them to Lyons. He was a guest of a convent of the Visitation Sisters at Lyons, and there met the Reverend Mother Jane de Chantal for the last time. And Francis, St. Francis de Sales, died of a stroke on 28 December 1622. And his funeral was solemnly held on 24 January following, and his remains transferred to the Visitation Convent. In spite of his busy and comparatively short life, he had time to collaborate with another saint, Jane Frances de Chantal, in the work of establishing the Sisters of the Visitation. And these women were to practice the virtues exemplified in Mary's visit to Elizabeth: humility, piety, and mutual charity. And they at first engaged to a limited degree in works of mercy for the poor and the sick. And today, while some communities conduct schools, others live a strictly contemplative life. And so several times, St. Francis de Sales miraculously escaped death at the hands of assassins. See, that's how these radical Calvinists would be. They can't win an argument or a debate, so they have to resort to violence. And I've ran into some of this myself. St. Francis was canonized on 19 April 1665 by Alexandria, by Pope Alexander the VII. Many years later, in 1877, Pope Pius IX declared him a doctor of the church, and he's the first French-speaking member of that August assembly. And such is the resume of the life of St. Francis de Sales, a full life of extraordinary splendor and benevolence. He was a huge influential for St. Don Bosco and others, chose him as their model and protector. So Francis was the first to receive a solemn beatification at St. Peter's in Rome in 1661. In 1877, he became the first writer in France to be named Doctor of the Church. And he was beatified again, well, one time, but by Pope Alexander the VII in 1661. And he was canonized in 1665, 43 years after his death. And St. Don Bosco tells us that he was attracted to two essential aspects of the moral and spiritual characteristics of St. Francis de Sales. One, his apostolic energy, his zeal for the salvation of souls, his defense of the truth, his fidelity to the church, and the Christ-like gentleness that imbued his zeal, his charming manner, his patience, his extraordinary sensitivity. And so, there are no galley slaves in the royal vessel of divine love. Every man works his oar voluntarily. That's coming from St. Francis de Sales. By turning your eyes on God in meditation, your whole soul will be filled with God. Begin all your prayers in the presence of God. Man, all the pains in 100,000 million hells suffered with the greatest perfection possible to a human creature would have been nothing compared to the smallest sigh of our Lord, to the smallest drop of blood that he shed for love of us. In other words, there's no obstacles that can prevent us from coming to our Lord. That is the total message of St. Francis de Sales, who calls for us to pray for our priests. Oh, yes. St. Francis de Sales calls for us to join him and the saints in praying for our priests. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is, that Jesus is, the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special role, a place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal high priest, who is Lord forever and ever. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all of our priests. And we pray for all of our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus, servant of all, send your spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church, and give them eyes to see the needs of your people, and give them a discerning mind to know your truth. Give them a generous spirit when they are tired but needed. Give them a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed, and give them peace of mind in obedience and service, and give them health of body so they may serve you with strength, Lord, and make our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love. Comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves in their ministry. And Lord, make their hearts like yours, so they may love your people. And Lord, we pray for our seminarians. Give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the seminarians, their hearts like yours. And Lord, give them strength when they feel weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they feel afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they are alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they are in turmoil. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars, and grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, one God forever and ever. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our altar servers. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that our altar servers have in serving you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. May their hearts be filled with joy and peace, and may your spirit always guide them so they may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. And Lord, open their mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name, and cleanse their hearts from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will, that they may serve worthily at your holy altar, Lord. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting them come before your altar, so that with your help, they can praise the Father in heaven as his server, and help them to find in joy in serving at your altar. Joy. Help them to find gladness in knowing and doing your will in all things, and that they would hold fast to the motto of the altar server, all for the honor and glory of God. Amen. And as we pray for the altar servers, we pray for all our children. We pray for our families, or altar, and we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. and reclaim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. And through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, to assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for me from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Francis de Sales, Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica, Saint Anthony. Lord, you are our children and our grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray, Lord, that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. And I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And Lord, we pray for the prodigals. We pray for Pope Francis and all our clergy today throughout the world. We adore you, Lord. And we ask you to save those who are lost. Thank you for loving the prodigals even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America. We pray for America, for our soldiers and veterans. And we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength, Lord. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your Spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line of responders, our EMTs, and those who work in the hospitals, our nurses and doctors, and all those who are ill there and sick there. We pray that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. You've promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are a spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit, gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. For the souls in purgatory, Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. Then may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless them, bless us, in with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them and met them into his garden of paradise, and may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock, and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those who he has chosen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the good things that you've given us. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, and before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And our sneak peek for tomorrow. Who's going to be entering the gap tomorrow? The conversion of St. Paul, the apostle. That's so St. Paul is going to be entering into the gap tomorrow. We thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. St. Francis de Sales, he was certainly a desert rose, born in the midst of heresy and all kinds of problems that he endured as your bishop, Lord. As we pray for our current bishops today who are facing the same kind of problems today. So St. Francis de Sales, he was and is a desert rose.
Don't you worry, don't be lonely, yeah.
Yes, Saint Francis de Sales was a desert rose. He bloomed where he was blossomed. He blossomed where he was planted. And he spent much of his time hearing confessions. And remember this, that when you make a good confession, you chain up the devil. And that's why it's important that you run and go to the mercy seat of God often. This is the confessional. When you go to confession, the Lord takes those sins that you confessed and he throws them away into the sea of forgetfulness and he remembers them no more. And in the confessional, you receive a judgment of mercy. That's why I call it the mercy seat. And Jesus will honor this mercy he bestows on you in the confessional when you do stand before him one day to face his eternal justice someday. He will honor this mercy he bestows on you in the confessional. He will honor this mercy. So, go to confession, frequent the sacraments, go to Mass, receive the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the state of grace. Go to confession and go to communion, go to Mass, and pray the rosary. Pray the rosary, the mercy seat. And it's like if you had, when before you go into the confessional, it's like you have these chains draped around your neck, just hanging you, just holding you back and holding you down. But when you come out of the confessional, those chains are dropped to the floor, freeing you. And the Lord raises you up. Have obstacles out there. Is there anybody out there with obstacles that's preventing you from this beautiful relationship with our Lord? If there's any obstacles that are in our way of preventing us from getting that closer relationship, from going to Mass and praying the rosary and, you know, becoming a deeper confirmed Catholic, if there's any obstacles to that, well, let it go. Nothing is worth it. Nothing is worth, no obstacle is worth it. And Saint Francis de Sales teaches us this. Free yourself. Let those obstacles go. And find Jesus who is there for you. Make it right with our Lord. So make it right. So make things right. So take those and dispel any obstacles that's in your way, because the Lord will light your path. He will give you the understanding to make your way, so to make it right. Make it right. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 1, it says, working together with him, then, we entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time, I have listened to you and helped you on the day of salvation. And behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry and our apostolate. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way through great endurance in afflictions and hardships and calamities. So whatever the obstacles are that might be preventing you from going to confession and coming back to the Holy Catholic Church, whatever those are, now is the day. Now is the time. This is the Lord's time. Perfect timing. Today it is perfect timing. Now is the time, as St. Paul says. And speaking about St. Paul, his story, his conversion story, he will be entering into the gap tomorrow. And so we will be back tomorrow as we will close today. You've been listening and praying with us at Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us, and St. Francis de Sales. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And so we will be back tomorrow. And one thing about, you know, playing some of this music, why should the devil have all the good music? He don't. The Lord is number one, and he has the best of everything. He does. And he does love stringed instruments. And so I'm glad that we can share something here that is pleasing to him in all that we do here. And so we will close today in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we will be back tomorrow with another episode of Stand in the Gap. And St. Paul is going to be entering the gap tomorrow. God bless you all. Good day.